And tell me about that. That sounds good.
I worked out on farms, clearing land, planting kudzu, all down in Weedow and around that and that. And we cleared land, built fences for the farmers where they could raise more. This was, look at it now, it was getting us ready to the fishers could see this war coming on. We had a little military in it, you know. And that was getting us ready to go in service, you know, when they needed, when we did clear war.
That's pretty disciplined.
Yeah.
You,
yeah. Get fishing that then. Roosevelt put people to work. WPA are going then. Had people building buildings, working on streets, paving streets.
But remember any of the speeches? I know my grandmother talked about sitting around the radio and listening to fireside chats. Did you ever listen to any of those? Or
around the fireplace?
No, about when Roosevelt would do the fireside chats on the radio. No,
I didn't hear it too much of that. I've heard him after I got in service. I remember him saying one time, we don't like war and we don't want war, but right then we were going in it.
Mm-hmm. How long did you work in the CC camp?
I'd say a year, maybe a year. And I come out and went to Public Works.
What were public? Was that a program?
No, the Public Works, no, that's for companies, you know, run business, sort of like the mayor and so forth and on. I worked at Monsanto a while. Well, the fact about that's where I was working when I went in service. That's where I made $13.20 a week.
A week.
For 40 hours. That, well, shortly after that is 75 cents an hour, the minimum wage. I don't know what the minimum wage was for World War II.
Or if there was one, for that matter.
Or if it was one, I don't think it had one.
So?
It must have been something. Everybody made $13.20 a week.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That doesn't seem like a lot of money now, does it?
$13.26 a week for World War II was good money. I bought me a Model A Ford with it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it new?
No. No, it wasn't new.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that old car.
Oh, well, I went to work $10 a month. I bought me a Model A Ford. And then three or four years. Then I got a 37 convertible Ford V8.
Hmm.
And then when I went in service, I sold it for $200. That was big money.
Big money.
Yeah, that was big money. That would get me out of debt where I could go on in and get relief. It paid all my debts off. And
So did you notice, was everything was pretty stable? I mean, it's like everybody, before the war, everybody stayed close to home. I think you said you went to Weed Alley and CC camp, right?
Yeah.
And would you say that's probably as far away as you've been, except for Odenville?
I went to Odenville twice when I was young, real small. Just barely do remember it. In a T-model. Yeah.
I've seen pictures of those. So people didn't travel much.
No.
People stuck up,
didn't have no
money.
Good way of going, you know. Just T-models come in, you know, and you'd have about four or five flats going to Odenville. That's from the side of the road, patch it, take it off and patch it and put it back on. Pump it up with a hand pump.
Do it again, huh?
Right. Check oil by turn a little valve on the outside, right the lower part of the motor. Oil run out is good, but if it didn't know oil run out, you know it's fixing to stop for good.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
What about the businesses? What kind of businesses do they have? Like, I know Monsanto was there, obviously.
Yeah, they had a commissary out there, but grocery stores were just community, you know. Of course, in town they had Jitney Jungle and A&P, that was about the size of it then. They didn't have back then.
Well, what was the big business? Steel?
Yeah, it was a big business. They had a steel plant in Birmingham, Gadsden, Public Steel.
What'd they do here? With the mills? I know Blue Mountain was here.
Yeah, had the cotton mills all over Anniston then.
Really?
I worked in tape craft. They made zippers, zipper tape. That's where I went to work when I come out of service. I worked out there for 19 years.
Did you?
Before I went to work for the government.
How many years did you have in with government? 20?
25.
You worked all your life, didn't you?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Still do. Love it.
Well, I know that. I see you all the time. What about, do I remember, did you ever work at Kilby Steel or do any work out there?
No, I didn't. Never did.
Or any place like
no.
that?
No.
Pipe factories?
Now,
foundries?
Kilby Steel was a little steel plant too, but they changed them over to manufacturing bits and such as that to a national defense place. Well, just about all of them went on that. The war with.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get ready in a hurry. We didn't have nothing.
Yeah, did a heck of
it looked like it. Clinton's trying and Bush too was trying to get us back and they'd get and shut all these bases and all these soldiers. Get us back like we was before World War II. We wasn't able to fight them. We didn't have nothing to fight with.
That's what we did after World War I. We demobilized everybody.
Yeah.
And all that.
I think we're wrong.
Where was your dad from?
He was from down below Weed Alley.
Okay.
Marsh and Crossroads, Weed Alley. He was raised down the country. First come up in Anniston, got a job at the Cordage at a young age.
Where was Anniston Cordage, you remember?
Yeah, on Forest and Noble.
Oh, where Sampson Cordage?
Yeah.
Same
place? Yeah.
I knew that was an old building.
Yeah.
I knew that was an old building. All right, the schools that you were in, city schools.
Yeah.
So you had it better than a lot of folks, as far as, you know. I know you stopped when you were 15. My grandfather, step grandfather, stopped when he was 12.
Yeah.
Because he was on a farm, he had to go.
He had to go farm. Yeah.
Yeah, he got so far.
Yeah. Go to work. Well, I had to. But I don't think the city schools had it any better than the county, as far as that. Not around here.
Really?
I couldn't tell it.
Had the heat places?
No boiler.
Steam?
Steam. You used coal. Sure did. Had a janitor, and that was the job was keeping the steam up in the wintertime. It kept us warm. Warmer than it was at home.
It was warmer than at home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, school was warmer.
So in cold wintertime, you'd be sure and get to school.
Yeah. People didn't have it. We had fireplaces and laundry heaters. You know, you build a coal in, build a fire, wood stove. Cooked on the wood stove, put your water on the side of it in a little old tank. Get behind the wood stove, put up two old sheets, and take a bath behind the wood stove.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unique. That'll work. What, I guess in the summertime you just suffered. Or in the fall?
Well, they had to have a wood stove going in the summertime too. They had to cook it. That's the only way they had to cook it.
Ooh, I bet that's hot.
Yeah, it was warm when you took a bath.
That's right. Got a point there.
There wasn't no shivering going on.
Well, when did, how big, it's hard to measure, I know. Was Anniston always about this size? Did it start growing real quick after the war? Or?
Well, it took in sacks. Anniston just hadn't grown too much.
It's pretty much the way it was laid out.
Yeah, pretty much the way it is right now.
And of course, on the other side, Oxford, we know what happened.
They have grown.
Mm-hmm.
Still are growing.
You went to work at the depot. after the war? What was it?
I worked tapecraft first. I worked 19 years before I went to work with the government.
Good gosh. What did you do out there? Electrical or maintenance?
Electrical, yeah. Maintenance and electrical. When I wasn't doing electrical work, I was welding the first one thing, just a maintenance man, you'd call it. But I did all electrical work, me and another guy, my boss.
Did y'all go to church?
Yeah, I went down to Methodist Church in Ox Center.
Is that where y'all went to?
Yeah, that's where we all was raised in that church. Now I'm a Baptist out here in Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. We got that in common. I was just wondering, how big a part did church play at that point?
Well, they had, in the summertime, they had school, Bible school,
mm-hmm.
about like they do now. The church down there hadn't grown any. They've lost members since all the industrials moved around, you know, and people has moved off, and there ain't too many coming. Just a small church now, you know, as far as people, members. See, Catard wasn't there.
What, Noble was the main street, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Noble was the main street.
What was town like? Y'all go into town much? Or?
Oh, yeah, it was Saturday. Walk up, wear a pair of shoes out, going up inside and down them streets. You didn't have no money to spend.
Just went to town.
Go and look. See who's coming to town. They had two or three wagon yards where the farmers come in, bring what they had. That was before World War II.
But yeah, like
all the businesses was right there on Noble Street. There wasn't no out business like you are today, you know, and like these malls and all this stuff. There wasn't no such as that. It's altogether different now.
So it was all just right there in town?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. What kind of business were they, like hardware stores?
Yeah, they had people, you know, it's private owned grocery stores and stuff. Wasn't no chain business, except the only two that I can remember, they had been in Gently Jungle, that was grocery stores. They were up in town.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people traded in their neighborhood. Like, right there in Ox Center, Pay and Save. That's where we bought groceries. But it wasn't Pay and Save. It just Pay.
Just Pay. You didn't save anything, huh?
No. Get them on credit 1 week. When you pay them, get some more.
What kind? Do you ever go to any movies, anything like that?
Yeah, I went to the Noble Theater. See Tom Mix, Bob Steele, all like that, you know, on Saturdays.
Good Western.
Yeah, good, way back there, good Westerns. And I remember one time me and my brother, he gave us a dime piece to go to the show. One of us take that dime, buy a ticket, go to the show, and the other one buy candy. And when he'd come out, he'd tell us all about the show, word for word, everything, what all went on. That's the only way we had getting candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So just one of you go to the show?
Yeah, the other one come out and tell all about it.
You ever get to be the one to go to the show?
No, I was always my brother. He was just older than me.
So,
that's Fred.
Mm-hmm.
There's nine in my family, and a little girl died when she was small, and left four girls and four boys.
But she died.
I don't know. I don't remember. She was two or three years old.
My mother.
That was before I was born. And then there's eight of us. There's four of us living then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know. About the economy?
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, the economy was... It's good if you had the money to buy with. Didn't have the money. When I come up as a kid, you take what a normal sized family, about $5 a week or $4 a week, was a pretty good sized grocery bill.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get all, you could haul in two red wagons, the little Santa Claus thought you piled up as much as get on it and pull it to your house. $1 to get a pickup truck load for
So pricing wasn't bad. It was just having the money to pay for it.
You had to get that money. It's hard to find.
Which I thought
it was hard to get, yeah.
Did you have that teaching you the electrical end or help a little? Or?
Well, a mechanic man climbed through him, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was helping with him. What a good. Sometimes I guess I'm being away, you know. I learned about it.
Mm-hmm.
Her shoes had a shoe shop back in the neighborhood. She worked on the car. I lay forward in her garage. And I was sitting on a box in the seat. And I was right in the garage for him. Well, I went through the garage and out the back to where the garage was. I couldn't stop it, couldn't reach the pedal. I went out in the garden with it.